Hawaiian Volcano Observatory Chief Scientist Tina Neal explains why her team raised the alert level in 2015.
2 years ago, after observing many months of slightly elevated earthquake activity and steady inflation of the summit area of the volcano, we decided that the volcano had departed from what we call its background quiet state. It was entering a period of restlessness where these two volcano monitoring parameters, deformation and seismicity, were above the baseline. We were very clear there was no imminent eruption. It just meant that the volcano was restless.
Neal says HVO and its partners, Hawaii Volcanoes National Park and Hawaii County Civil Defense, are working together to prepare for a future eruption. Neal says they're also adding additional monitors to Mauna Loa.
We already have several dozen seismometers and GPS instruments scattered around the volcano, so it is a fairly well-monitored volcano, but we always have gaps. We are putting in some additional monitoring equipment on Mauna Loa, another gas sensor high on the southwest rift zone of Mauna Loa, an additional seismometer high on the east flank.
Scientists will be able to give many weeks' notice of a pending eruption of Mauna Loa, which makes up more than half of Hawaii Island's landmass. But where it will erupt, Neal says that's uncertain.
The historical eruptions of Mauna Loa almost always start in the summit region, above about 12,000 feet, and then about half of them stay there. Another quarter of them go down the northeast rift zone, another quarter down the southwest rift zone.
In 1984, lava came within 4 miles of Hilo. Previous eruptions have gone to Kau and South Kona. In 1950, lava reached the South Kona coast within 3 hours. Neal says there will be public outreach meetings early in 2018. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.